Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Yeah, that's normal. You got a murder, no one rats. We don't got that problem. Because in this city, when it comes to terrorism, everybody wants to talk. You release the photos of our guys, sit back and listen, trust me. You got to start letting Boston work for us, I'm telling you.
That's a scene from the new Mark Wahlberg film, Patriot's Day. It's the Dorchester native and Hollywood's version of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. Patriot's Day premiered last night at Boston's Wang Theater. Wahlberg and other stars were there to tread the red carpet. Also there, people who lived through the real bombing and manhunt, including many local law enforcement officials who were about to see themselves depicted on screen. Now, the movie comes some 3.5 years after the actual attack on Boylston Street. Like the rest of us, Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna remembers that day and all that followed. Jamie was part of WBUR's team that covered the federal death penalty trial of convicted bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. So we sent Jamie to last night's premiere of Patriot's Day, and he wasn't sure he was ready to see the movie, and he wonders if the city isn't ready too.
I was standing on the red carpet in a tent on Tremont Street. Under the bright lights, there was a line of national and local media, TV crews doing stand-ups, and well-dressed Hollywood stars. But standing behind the metal barricade, I kept thinking back to the three-month-long death penalty trial of convicted bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. I thought of the faces of the families in the courtroom, and so many of the survivors struggling to walk to the stand on prosthetic limbs. That was over a year and a half ago, but the testimony and the images are fresh in my mind. So when Mark Wahlberg made his way down the red carpet rope line to me, I asked him why he wanted to make this movie now.
Everybody knows what they saw on the news, but what they don't know is the story of the people, and that's what we wanted to tell.
Wahlberg plays Boston Police Department Sergeant Tommy Saunders, a fictional composite character of real law enforcement officers involved in the scene of the bombing, the investigation, and the manhunt. The red carpet cleared, and people settled into their seats in the Wang Theater. The Boston Police Department's pipe and drum band marched down the aisles, setting the patriotic tone for Patriots Day. The scene early in the film is that clear April day in 2013, a seemingly normal marathon Monday.
So much history today to all the runners and our team behind the scenes. Thank you for bringing this race.
And then the bombs go off. The movie intersperses its dramatic recreations with actual news clips, real video taken by people on the scene, and security camera shots, all from that day. The film is bloody, really bloody. At times, it was hard for me to keep my eyes on the screen. Shrapnel and body parts litter Boylston Street. Curdling screams and alarms sound. People apply belt tourniquets to the injured, and police cover, with a sheet, the still body of an 8-year-old boy that we all know is Martin Richard. It was very much like what I saw during Tsarnaev's trial, footage so bloody and so horrific that some of it couldn't be released publicly, sounds and video that brought some of the jurors to tears. And last night I kept thinking, this is so still raw for so many of us. Even in the writing of this story today, I cried yet again at my computer.
It brings back a lot of emotion, so whether people accept that or not.
Last night, Boston Police Commissioner William Evans said yes, it's painful to see some of these scenes again. But he believes the makers of Patriot's Day did it in a respectful way.
You know, someone was going to do it, and I think they were very sensitive, and I hope people look at it as a positive thing for the city to show how we came together and we made a good thing out of something so negative.
The film follows the same timeline as reality, compressed into 2 hours, moving from the bombing and the investigation to the assassination of MIT police officer Sean Collier and the massive Watertown shootout. And the scenes from Watertown play out like something from the video game Grand Theft Auto, cars flying through the air as the Tsarnaev brothers throw pipe bombs and pressure cookers at the police. There's lots of Hollywood embellishment in these scenes. No cars flew or flipped in Watertown that night. Dunn, Danny Meng, lived through that horrifying night. Just before the manhunt in 2013, the Tsarnaev brothers held him up at gunpoint and carjacked him. And at the film premiere last night, Meng wasn't sure he was ready to relive that again.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Like, kind of get back to that day, feels like. Kind of like go through everything again. It's very emotional.
Former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis says he too wasn't sure he was ready for this movie.
I didn't know if I was ready to see it, but after I left, I felt better.
Davis was asked to consult during the film's production.
My first impulse was to say no.
But Davis says it was the way the producers, director, and Wahlberg approached the material that brought him around. And Wahlberg says he felt it was important for him, a Bostonian, to be the one to make this film.
I took on the responsibility of making sure that we got it right. And if anybody is going to be held accountable in this community, it's me. You know, I come here to visit my mom. I want to go to the Boys Club. I want to go to my neighborhood. And I want to be able to, you know, hold my head up and walk the streets with pride.
And it's been a tough few years in terms of terrorist attacks. Boston, in some ways, was the beginning of these lone wolf-style attacks. And there have been so many others since. That's why Watertown Police Sergeant Jeff Pugliese says now's the time for a movie like Patriot's Day.
The world needs to see this, to see what these people are doing. You know, it's just, you know, like what happened in San Bernardino, Belgium, France, Germany. These people out there, you know, trying to demoralize good people. You know, the world needs to see that between the police and the public, we can stop this.
Of course, for the survivors of those terrible days in April 2013, the sufferings never really stopped. Three people lost their lives on Boylston Street that day, and more than 200 people were injured. Of the survivors, two of them were at the premiere last night, Jessica and Patrick Downs. They're portrayed in the film by actors, but they're also in it themselves, because Patriot's Day closes with interviews with actual survivors. Here's Patrick.
Two people took many days and weeks to plan out hate. But love responded in an instant. The bombs went off and wreaked incredible havoc, death, and destruction. But in that immediate instant afterward, people ran toward us.
There's great pride and hope for the city in Patriot's Day. It ends with a celebration of Boston Strong, the survivors and first responders, and the resilience of our city. But Patriot's Day is still a Hollywood depiction of an actual, real-world event. It's not a documentary. It's not a news report. Someone is going to make a profit off of real people's pain. And for so many of us in the Boston area, the pain of those days carries on. There's a scene, after the bombing but before the manhunt, where Wahlberg's character Tommy Saunders describes to his wife what he saw at the finish line.
I don't even understand what I saw. I keep seeing this blood, it's everywhere. And then there was an 8-year-old boy. He was just laying there. They had to take his family away and his parents. And I got these images in my head. They ain't going away.
We all have these painful, real images in our heads. This movie brings them back yet again.
Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna, reporting on last night's premiere of Patriot's Day. We want to know what you think about this new movie, about the Boston Marathon bombing. Are you going to see it? Do you think it's a good idea? Send us a tweet at Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.